Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow, feels like we haven't done this in a while, actually, all of a sudden.
Because we haven't, we missed the last one.
Bloody
so sorry, hell. Everyone.
God, we really let the side, that was me, let the side down.
No, it wasn't. Well, look, it was. Flu happens.
It does happen, and thank God it happened, and it's over now.
I haven't really spoken to you, I haven't spoken to you since the flu epidemic that you were having.
Since New York? Yes, of course I have, because you were there.
When so I came you, back. The second you got off your flight, I was there.
Which was amazing. Thank you so much for looking after
it
Ozzy.
It was so nice.
You came out alive.
So talk me through the flu. What's been going on?
Well, I feel like as well, since I've come out of it, I'm hearing everyone's got it. So I'm a bit scared. Literally everyone I know, apart from you.
Yeah,
you're
no,
doing
God,
well.
I'm
you're resilient as anything.
Yeah,
but I'm a bit scared of showing my face anywhere to pick it back up again. But
no, you can't get it again, can you?
Not the same thing, but I feel like everyone's got something.
Yeah. Also, I
don't like things
really
being passed
thing
around.
To
it makes me feel sick. Yeah, go on.
Being ill sucks.
It does, right?
It sucks.
It does.
Like, I think people underestimate
the common cold.
Just almost like, I was also thinking this. It's like, it's hard enough to not do anything and kind of have to cancel your plans and
literally
be inside and watch movie after movie that you're even bored of movies. How has this happened? Everything's awful. You can't eat anything.
Also,
everything tastes like
shit. You
can't
even watch anything because your head's hurting too much.
And the worst bit of it on top of it all is you feel ill.
It's not nice.
This is a crazy time and no one talks about it.
It was quite a fall from grace getting off that flight from New York. Had a wonderful time with you.
Is.
Then you went away. I kind of had a sleep and woke up in hell.
It was like one day. Yeah, it was a really quick
time. Not even,
because
I feel like I started to feel it that night. The worst bit was,
yeah, you did actually,
like,
you messaged me
sweat.
Saying like, I think I'm getting ill. And then the next thing I got from you is, I'm definitely ill.
God, oh no, it's not good. Shout out anyone who's not well right now. I'm sure you're all fine, wishing everyone good health.
And it is horrible prosperity. I think it's just like, let's validate the thing of like, everyone's almost like, Just go to bed for a bit and get up the next day and it's fine. It's like
cancelling plans and stuff is devastating.
Horrific.
I actually think that's a bit of a trigger for me.
Yeah, no, genuinely.
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm being ill, quite triggering.
No, honestly, it is triggering. It is triggering. We're obviously being dumb here, but anyway.
Yeah, but it is
just
horrible.
Goes without saying. There's obviously real things you can deal with in life. Okay, so is there anything on the top of your head that you need to get off your chest, or should we just...
Well, the only thing that's on my chest right now is that I'm in Bristol.
Okay, lovely. Thanks for sharing.
Just almost, you know, when I'm not in my usual location. I'm in somebody else's
home.
My friend's home. Well, she's at a tennis lesson.
And you soon will be doing your favourite thing.
Will I?
Yeah. I thought you were going to be playing tennis or whatever. Badminton.
No, it's not my favourite. Oh, no. I'm playing paddle and I don't know what paddle is.
You do. They're all the same. Well, you switch
but
out
I
your
think
weaponry.
It's with a little thing. No, tennis and badminton... I don't really know how to play tennis.
I'm sure you'd
but
work
badminton
it out,
is light as a feather, delightful. Paddle, I don't know what the fuck it is.
So badminton's the one with the weird thing, shuttlecock.
Yeah, that's really nice, and it's like I just think it's a casual game.
God, it doesn't.
It's just
honestly,
casual and
you
fun
don't
and
make
light.
It sound casual. I feel like I've
no,
got
it
a
is,
gun to my head
rules.
Every time you bring up a badminton. I will do it one
no,
day.
No, I honestly, I don't know how it works. All I do is get a rally. That's all I do.
The fuck is a rally?
You know a rally when you hit it back and forth.
Is there a limit of how many hits is a rally, or is it just
until
a vibe?
You drop it? My limit is personally, I did this with my friend Jack, 50.
Jeez,
and I was really happy with
this. This is what you want to do to me? God, sounds like
well,
hell.
I think that sounds quite low, but at the time I was so happy with it.
50. Oh, God.
But I'm playing paddle with him today as well, so I'm thinking of getting quite a good rally.
I might schedule
today.
A flu in by the time you want to play badminton with me again. Okay, well, I hope you have a wonderful day in Bristol.
Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful day of, you're kind of on, you're on your uppers now, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I feel great now.
Yeah.
So I'm on you my are. Uppers.
You've taken quite a lot of uppers.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
What?
The New York bug.
Oh, well, so what does that mean? That it's
it means
a bug?
It means I think we might need to relocate.
Oh my god. Okay.
Me and you, I'm saying.
Okay. I can pack my bags.
The only problem is my dog is still alive and kicking here. And that's what I want for him, touch wood.
Oh my god, definitely.
Love him so much.
Oh, Ozboz.
Yeah, Ozboz.
He's so cute.
Yeah, I just...
So you're really wanting to go back?
Well, I think it's kind of hard not to. It's like I had the best time, then I came back and got ill. And so I've just been in bed, like, I can't even... Like,
that
I was playing Herbs on my
contrast.
Phone, Sims Herbs, Sims in the City. And I couldn't even play that because I was too ill. So it's a bit hard not to be like, what was the last time I was happy? Oh, when I was in New York.
Maybe and that also when it was so
problems.
Stunning.
It was so stunning.
It's like to have such a stunning time and then it's the contrast of like, okay, now I'm...
Oh, God, it hurts.
In bed.
It hurts. It hurts
yeah, no,
my
it's
soul
not nice.
A little bit.
Well, I'm glad you had such a nice time.
Thanks, me too. I really deserved it.
you did.
I did deserve it, but now I don't. I'm back to being a little scumbag.
You still deserve it.
Thanks, but I don't
you know,
have it.
New stunning things.
I'm living in lack. All right.
Living in lack.
I've lost
so
my
annoying.
Abundance mindset.
I think you're living in lack.
I am living in lack. My location pin says lack.
Lack. The pin.
Okay. Should we just do something, you know? Something a bit fun.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Anything reeling off?
Oh,
you?
I haven't even got Instagram on my phone.
Okay,
right
so
now,
something
sorry.
Actually, you don't need to actually because
I can get it.
First thing off the top that I would like to establish, because I don't think we touched on it properly in the last episode. I think it might have been in the version of the episode that got cut. But
yeah.
I did briefly want to make really clear the things that I'm loving from Tortured Poets.
Yes.
Just because
yeah.
I hate to say it's actually being asked of me and I feel like I actually have a responsibility.
We'll go for it.
To make clear.
Let rip.
So without, honestly, let rip. Without
let it rip.
Going through the entire track list and just being like, I just really love it, blah, blah, blah. My top hits, like mm-hmm. two so far. Okay, so number one, Unbeatable. That I think might be top.
Is that a name of a song?
No, Unbeatable. No, I haven't no. delivered the name of the song yet. I'm just setting up the
okay.
scene.
I was like, I don't know it. Thing is, I won't know it.
Number
of them.
One most undesirable, whatever it is.
Undesirable number one.
Undesirable number one. The song
Harry
The Prophecy,
Potter.
Which I've said to you, but I don't
the
think
prophecy.
This made it into the episode that came out. But The Prophecy is obviously one of the best songs of all time. Potentially one of her best songs ever, ever, ever.
Wow, okay, big words.
It's definitely in top 10 of hers. It might be pushing for top 5.
Well, can you play it to me at some point?
Yeah, I will. We're in the studio on Tuesday. Let's do a Seffy to Swifty.
Stunning. I love how I act like I don't have...
Access.
Can you maybe
can
play
you
it
set
for me
that
one
up
time?
On my tape recorder for me next time I see you? And also...
Can you Bluetooth it to
I look
me?
In people's windows. I gave you that one before.
I don't remember
well,
it.
Well, you said, I like the name.
Well, it didn't make an impression, clearly.
Do you like it this time?
I do like
I
the
look
name.
In people's windows? Yeah, you meant
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do like the name of it.
And then I'm really having a moment with Fresh Out the Slammer. I just think it's really fun. And just the whole thing, to be honest. Mm. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? I'll play for you as well, because that feels like a bit of you. I do love Clara yeah. Bow. And I also... Okay, so can we actually talk about something? It's going to mean nothing. It's going to mean not much to you.
But none of this does, really.
I can conjure up some opinions. I think if yeah. I fan the flames a little bit, I can get you going.
Okay,
so
cool.
Do you remember, cast your minds back, a few months ago, you were, with your little sister, actually, specifically, listening to Olivia Rodrigo's newest album.
Oh, my little sister.
Yes.
Yeah. God, I was
oh,
like...
God, sorry, I forgot you
what
had
What am
multiple.
I doing with that little scallywag?
Little rat.
Running around
Why
town.
Would I call her little sister? I would never.
I know. It's like, Jesus.
Lizzie is... you're going to hate this. She is your superior.
That actually like
she is.
I actually
she's
massively
kind of
resent
your boss.
And dispute that
she's kind
she
of...
would dispute that
but she would also get it in a way
she would get no look this is how it works she thinks she rules the roast until I walk in the room and it's like look, here we go let's set some fucking things straight
okay there's an energy there
we were actually trying to explain the dynamic to her friend the other day Lizzie was like yeah I'm in control of everything but if I say no we're doing that that's
totally
happens.
But I think that's because she's got respect for you.
But also none.
But also she doesn't have respect for you, so true.
None, absolutely so none. True. But then everything as well.
Well, anyway, so your other little sister who... Yeah. Yeah, innocent in this
who
scenario.
Is undisputed.
Roost Ruler.
Who rules the roost there. She's only nine, poor thing.
Roost Ruler. crazy terms. Why?
Why?
There was no need for us to start saying things like Roost Ruler.
No, there's a need. There is a need, because it makes me laugh.
Okay, fine, good. It was all worth it then.
Yeah.
So you were listening to Olivia Rodrigo's new album and you were like, God, interesting, because nine-year-old sister loves it so much, and you were thinking, is she okay? Like, Olivia Rodrigo is pretty crazy. Yeah. Do you remember, and you definitely don't, but on that album, she has a song and she's basically like, I want to get him back. Like, do I want to, like, I want to key his car or make him lunch? Like, I want to... what's the other one? She's like, I want to meet his mum and tell her son sucks. Like, that vibe. Do you remember that?
I like the vibe.
So it's like, I want to get him back. Do I want to get him back? Or do I want to get him back? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Is it called Get Him Back?
And it's called Get Him Back. I want to get him back. Perfect. Yeah. There we go. Get Him Back, exclamation mark.
I would never have known that was her.
Well, it is her, right? So quite interesting, I think, perfect, gorgeous concept. Like, I love that concept so much of, like, get him back. Do you want to get him back or get him back? That's so fun to me. But so unique. Right? I don't know many other songs that are using that term, get him back.
No, I don't, but...
I'm sure it's happened, but...
Yeah.
On this scale, I've never seen anything like it. Well, I'm sure it was devastation over in the house of Miss Taylor Alison Swift that month.
Oh, no.
Because on Tortured Poets, track title, one word, I'm gonna get you back. And the whole vibe is...
Also, there's been some dispute that
there has, and I think that's just codswallop.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's just kind of just filler.
Well, it's people wanting there to be a rivalry between two.
There have been some goings on, but
there is a song that does sound the exact same.
What song?
I'm drunk in the back of the car.
Yeah, and Cruel Summer. And
Summery ice cream. And
God, look at you go.
Yeah, because I watched a YouTube video where they were compared.
Well,
and they
there you go. So look, there are conversations happening, but I generally am of the belief that everyone's happy and well. And I like to keep it
same,
that way.
I also am of that belief. And the song sounding similar mean truly nothing
no,
to me.
And like, do you know, this podcast sounds a bit similar to something Taylor Swift would say. Do you know what I mean? Like, doesn't
don't
everything
claim
all
our money, Taylor.
Literally,
leave us
back.
Alone.
So I just kind of thought, God, I'd be gutted if I had this kind of concept in the bank and I'm ready to go and I'm locked and loaded. My new album, I'm going to get
Livy
you back.
Releases.
Eek. Because Taylor is basically saying, I'm going to key his car, I'm going to make him lunch. She's like, I'm going to... be your wife or take you back to my house or just fuck you up, whatever, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
devastating.
It's a bit of a blow, isn't it?
It is a bit of a blow, but it also reminds me of that thing, I think it was a Rick Rubin thing, where he said the ideas, it's like, if the idea you might have, everyone has an idea, right? You live your life, you have an idea, it comes, it passes, the middle of the night, you didn't write it down, whatever. Something comes to you, light bulb, ding, everyone, look, you're a genius, you've got an idea. If you grab that and make it work and actualize it, great. You just made an idea and you turned it into something, look at you go. But if you don't actualize that idea, it leaves your vessel and wanders off to somebody else. And somebody else does it. And the idea of, like, ownership over that idea just, frankly, isn't real, which is crazy.
Do you know what? I remember this. Actually, I remember hearing this when I was so young about something that Michael Jackson used to do, which is quite a random person to bring into this discussion.
To do, I hope you're going to keep it light.
I'm pretty terrified of this guy, but... Although I don't think he'd be that interested in me.
He
absolutely does terrify me.
Too old, frankly.
And also not a young boy. And also not in his bed in sort of a weird place.
Oh, God, it's horrific.
Thank God.
So horrific.
Sending love to the victim, as always.
Any victim of anything, really.
What's his name?
That's on you. Come on, you love that.
Wade Robson.
And who's the other guy? You can't ditch him. He's been
Jimmy
enough.
Something.
Jimmy.
It was Wade Robson and Jimmy
Safechuck.
Yeah. why do those names live in my mind?
God recognise them. Go on.
But they're from Leaving Neverland. They're from that documentary where they spoke about Michael Jackson.
Of great Taylor documentary. Swift fame or whatever it said. Joe Arwen.
Friends
of
the show. Wade Robson and Jimmy Safechuck.
Yeah.
Sending so love. Michael Jackson, when he was in the studio, he would be like pacing around. I believe this is about Michael Jackson. If it's not, then it's really weird that I've gone on that whole thing. Yeah, really weird. He's singing in his study. He does that a lot. He would be pacing around and he'd be like talking.
Sorry, that's fucking nuts. He does that a lot, pacing around. Michael Jackson in the studio. He does that a lot.
Pacing Dumbledore. Around.
What?
He does that a lot.
My brain, it hurts. Go on.
Sometimes the references just come so naturally, though.
It's hard not to. He does that a lot.
But yeah, so Michael Jackson does it a lot. He's pacing around his studio.
He's got a lot on his mind, understandably.
Fred and George are watching the whole thing on the Marauders map.
Is that... Yeah, Michael Jackson pacing in his studio.
He does that a lot. He does that a lot. Seffy and Wing take one line each. Is that pacing in his studio?
Michael Jackson seeing that name float around my course.
It couldn't be.
No, it is.
It couldn't be him.
Is that no, that's fucked up, right?
No, he's been dead for so long. Oh no, God.
Yeah, so true.
I was gonna do a Peter Pettigrew bit but make it him.
He's been dead I thought he was dead. Right, go on.
Right, anyway.
He's pacing in the studio.
He's pacing in his studio and he used to speak directly to Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Right. Mm. Michael Jackson, he wasn't pacing, he was just in his studio.
God,
and he used to talk
up.
He used to talk to the ideas. It was like a known thing that he wouldn't be like, okay, so I'm having an idea. He'd be like, I need an idea to come to me. Like, can you ideas? Hello.
God,
can you
just
come
when
to
I thought
me?
I couldn't like him any less.
And I actually quite like that though. But I think this was when I was younger and I didn't really know too much about the guy.
And about ideas, is he?
And about how this works. But I think it's similar to the Rick Rubin thing of like
you have to coax
there is
it out.
Sort of like an abstract realm of like ideas and like inspiration and things that can happen in that cultural moment that are kind of accessible to anyone that sort of tunes into, I want to create a song with the sounds, blah, 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 blah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And it's like, yeah, of course Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift would be having similar ideas because they're thinking
at a similar time, though, it's so fascinating. It's almost like,
but that it's like that's an idea that would hit in this cultural moment.
It is totally, which is so interesting. It's like, God, we went 10 years without someone kind of in that pop space making a song like that, and then we get, you know, two buses, they come at once.
Yeah, exactly.
Really interesting. I just almost... Because
they were in their studios pacing.
They were,
being
yeah.
like, ideas, come to me.
Yeah, they were talking to each other. Like, yeah, I know, Kylo Ren tuned in. And...
Taylor Swift accidentally tuned into Olivia Rodrigo's frequency.
What's her name? Kylo Ren and what's her...
Ray,
that's how they're talking to each other. You know that bit?
Yeah, I used to like fantasize about that because I was obsessed with Adam Driver Hottie. When that came out.
Speaking of sex dreams.
Yeah, we were just speaking about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
But what were you going to say about sex dreams?
So I had one about Kylo Ren once.
Really?
Mm.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it was quite good, I guess. It was a long time ago.
He's stunning.
It's a long time ago. I'm
I love the
it.
Like evil, but. Kind of
so
nice
sensitive.
Vibes from him.
Yeah,
love it. And, but
him.
Like slightly insecure.
Okay, kind of on the pop culture angle.
Mm.
Someone said, and this is actually going to be really topical because it's coming out the day of, and you asked this like a week ago, so thanks for predicting the future. Not really, because I guess you knew the Met was coming, but still. This person said, if you were attending the Met Gala, what theme would you want to be? And I just almost wouldn't mind taking a moment for us to just imagine a world, cast our minds to a world where Steffi and Wing are co-chairing the Met. We're kind of, if say we had like a Met takeover.
Is that a thing?
No, but it will be for us. Say we're taking over
really
the night, right?
We have actually said, our manager did say to us, what are your
goals?
Long-term goals? And on the top one of them, it's not even top one of, there's like really realistic
five.
Things like we want to do a tour.
Yeah.
We want to do that, like, you know, we want to do nice normal things for podcasts. Top one is Met Gala.
Met
and it was
Gala.
So embarrassing. It was so nice of her. But we had a meeting and that was actually on the PowerPoint. It's like, oh God. Oh God.
I feel bad for her, like typing that out. She's like typing out the shaking head. Like,
literally eye
fucked.
Roll.
They're doomed.
These girls think they're getting to the Met Gala. Fucking embarrassing.
Freya. Okay. Yeah, but say for example we were hosting the night. Say we run the whole thing. Bit stressful. I'm definitely pacing in the studio the night before.
They do that.
We do that a lot. Say we're hosting the event. Like maybe what's the food? What's the theme? What's the vibe? Who's on the invite list?
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's a bit of fun.
Okay, who are we inviting first of all? I think we invite all of our kings. Like, we invite sort
Jim
of...
Jim Carrey. Steve Carell.
James Acaster. Steve Carell. It's, like, all, like, male comedians and us.
What about...
Was it? What's his name?
Oh, God.
The guy that got punched at the Oscars.
Chris Rock.
He's there.
The guy that got...
Does anyone remember that sort of bit we did when we were in a car
with him? About him recently, Chris Rock. Because I've been thinking about Will Smith a lot recently.
Oh, how's he doing?
I'm sure he's, you know, he's all right. But I was thinking, like, I think I really obviously didn't because I have no impact. I have pretty much no impact on the wider world. But I'm sure we had a podcast where I was like, I love Will Smith. I love him so much.
Yeah,
off the back of the book. And then probably 2 months later, he was punching Chris Rock.
He was slapping, like, oh, slapping
Jesus,
away.
Will. But it's all in the... If read his book.
totally read his book.
And also watch iRobot. Like, if you haven't read his book or watched iRobot, you have no scope to comment on Will Smith's
also
morality.
I do think it's you love who you love, and also especially these people, they go back pretty deep into childhood. Like,
it's childhood. It's I'm not gonna get serious, but there's so much feeding into that. That
totally, of course there is.
Yeah. So the Met,
you've got to have a problematic fave. 100%.
I don't even know if he qualifies.
No, I don't think he's problematic, but I think he's unlikable.
Oh, God, Will.
But also, I know nothing about this guy, just in a vague celebrity way.
Oh, I said, what a twist of fate, Will.
I know. Will?
On the Marauders. Is that Will Smith walking up to Chris Rock?
Chris Rock on the Oscars stage. Is that Lupita behind him
looking
very
confused? Queen.
Best
you know who I
house.
Would have kind of ruling the night of the Met?
Mm.
Who I love so much.
Us?
Apart from us, yeah. Maybe our third. We could bring in a third.
Mm. Our third. Nice. Okay.
It would be Doja Cat.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Top of the list.
I actually don't really love anyone else maybe more than I love
her. Lizzie's going to see her in Amsterdam.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. So fun.
She is like... so special, I think.
Yeah. A proper... one of the only like proper... pop stars.
Innovative, creative.
Interesting.
Something to say. So
beautiful. Not give a fuck. Doesn't give a fuck. Not PR brained.
I love her.
Someone I actually respect.
I really, really love her. Okay, so what would the theme be for your Met?
Well, I've always known what I'm wearing, but I don't know what the theme is.
Okay, well, tell me what you're wearing and then I can match it to a theme.
I'm wearing Vivienne Westwood.
What Vivienne Westwood?
I'm wearing a corset. Wow. A Vivienne Westwood, quite specific. I've always known, and to be honest, this doesn't even have to be the fucking Met Gala. My love for Vivienne Westwood, I can't even begin to say how deep it is. Mm. And like, genuinely, since a bizarrely young age, I've loved Vivienne Westwood. God, I just love her so much. Rest in peace, Queen,
Rest
Queen,
in
Queen.
Peace.
And she, I know that I want sort of quite like, kind of a sort of 90s Vivienne Westwood, corseted, almost quite piratey.
Stunning.
Really just stunning, almost with maybe like a 1920s thing on there. I wouldn't be opposed to like a tartany or a dark.
You have
to,
it's Viv.
Look.
Oh,
and
God.
It's almost quite ruched skirt sort of energy.
Oh my
but
God.
I want the iconic
Viv.
Corset.
God, I mean, there's no following
that's
that.
What I've always known as Vivienne.
Well, then there could be endless. You could have done, was that 2013 that the theme was punk, I think?
Yeah, I mean, I would have been very
with
happy
Miley
for
with
that.
The spiky hair.
I mean, that's stunning.
That's so stunning. You would have fit in so beautifully.
I also think camp was a great theme.
Camp is a great theme.
Like, that's the one I would have, what is it for this year? It's really boring.
The exhibition, I think, is Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion, and the actual Met event, I think, is like Garden of Time, something like that.
I mean, I do like it, but it's a bit too, I'd be a bit like Yawnathon if I was involved in that.
What would our theme be?
I don't know. What do you think?
For a theme.
What about sort of
God, it's a fascinating question.
I wouldn't mind something a bit like nighttimey, like okay. Oh my God, it would be quite fun to do like what do I even mean?
Go on.
Like,
I'm really hanging on your every word here. I've never cared more about anything you've ever said.
Well,
what is it? Tell me, please.
Well, I'm kind of thinking.
Help. Yeah.
In a Sephian wing way, mm-hmm. What if we did it in that sort of quite pixelated, like in the way that you're into the Herbs, Sims Herbs right now.
I really
kind
am.
Of that early 2000s, like pixely, computery, gamey vibe.
Yeah, love it. Kind of, you know. But something night. Something nice.
Sims Hot Date, that sort of
energy. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. That raises the stakes.
That sort of thing.
Jesus.
Sims 2 Nightlife.
Yeah, I'm there.
But I don't know how you make it a theme for the Met Gala. They have to pair with the Sims.
It's kind of, it's very Y2K. It's very Charlie XCX 1999.
Totally. It's that. Yeah.
Very stunning.
That's what I want.
That's fun. Mm. Okay, stunning.
But Vivienne's out the window.
No, you can make it work kind of in a, you're like a caricature of a 90s, 2000s character.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. I would just hope that I would have a lovely time and I would make sure everyone had a plus one.
Oh, is that really?
I think it's a thing that they're not allowed a plus one, which we've been having this conversation recently of just like,
yeah.
Whenever we go to any events, which is
a rare thing, but when we go, yeah. When we're invited, to be honest, it's not that rare at the moment. It's just a very new thing.
When Freya gets us into an event, basically, and we change my sentence.
Yeah.
To be
well, we're not getting
correct.
In. Jesus,
yeah, no
on
one's
own.
Actually, guys, it goes without saying. No one's waking up thinking, oh, this event would be great, but you know how it would be better?
I think we need kind of a small podcast.
Irrelevant. Whenever we go,
we can barely get an advert, guys.
We can barely get into the events we're actually invited to.
Yeah. We walked into an event the other day and they said, are you guys the Daily Mail? It's like,
that's
no. We're Seffy and Wing.
That is mortifying.
So funny.
Do I look like a
Daily Mail?
Fucking Mail to you?
No.
God, that's devastating.
So that's the vibe we give.
No, it isn't.
Imagine we're writing the Daily Mail.
That was a miscommunication. Someone there... got their knickers in a twist. Like, what the fuck?
It's like, no, those are those two old men over there at the Daily Mail.
Oh, God,
actually.
It hurts. I'd forgotten about that.
Not
the
us.
Daily Mail.
I had a suitcase with me. It was like
a
weird
vibe.
Yeah, that
is weird. It is weird. It's like, what? We're the Daily Mail,
like,
and we're moving
Daily
in.
Mail? No. Do we look like the Daily Mail?
But we keep having the conversation of, imagine going to that event on your own. Now imagine going to the Met on your own.
Is that what people do
yeah.
then?
They queue up outside. They sneak in, they kind of sit in the back, they're looking around. And I know the events were all about looking around.
Yeah.
Everyone's just stood
and
around looking
the
around.
The bleakest thing ever, getting a photo. That is what it's really about. And that is, to be
but
honest,
at least
dystopian.
In the photo, someone's talking to you. At least someone's saying.
What's his name? Cole. He's the only guy talking
so
to
true.
You.
The glam bot.
So the camera's going to zoom around here.
Could you imagine? Stepping when glam bot is, that's hell on earth. I don't know how.
I think it's we're doing a bit of a Joey King straight away. Thumbs up.
It makes my whole body wince. Like, I actually can't cope with that. It actually hurts me. It creates a pain in my body.
What, Joey King's one?
Just the idea of, like, looking bad in a photo and then making it
move
and then making it slow motion. It's like, kill me. Kill me.
That made me love Joey King, her one. I just genuinely thought that is exactly what I would
just
do.
The thought of then Jacob Elordi seeing it, it's like, oh god.
I think he's a loser though. I actually am. I just think he is. I don't like his choices.
I don't
respect
him,
his choices. No, that's a great choice.
Being with Zendaya,
that
was a great choice.
Breaking up with Zendaya, bad
did
choice.
He? I don't know. I like to think she just left him somewhere and was like, look, this isn't working, Jacob Elordi. See you around, kid.
I just think I don't have an embarrassment of Jacob Elordi seeing a thing of Joey. It's like, you know, she's thriving.
I would die.
She's hanging out with Logan Lerman.
If I had a glam bot, the existence of that on this planet.
No, yeah, it would kill me.
It would kill me. Guys, I'm barely hanging on anyway. That would be my final straw. That's my 13th reason. I'd be out of here.
No, genuinely,
it would devastate
cope.
Me. I couldn't handle that kind of blow.
There's one. I don't know who it does where the girl kicks her leg off and it's like just the whole thing is just a skirt moving past the camera.
Please, Cole. Come on, Cole.
Please, Cole, delete it.
I know you've got really important people here and you don't know who I am, but I wouldn't mind more than one go.
No, Jenny, please,
it's
can we do it again?
It's
Cole.
Like, look, one and done, and now we move on. Off you go. Now you have to live
with
that forever.
I just find it cringe how people talk to him. Like, it's clearly these celebrities that are so out of touch and, like, don't really know how to interact with humans anymore. And they know that they're being filmed when they talk to him, and they're like, oh, hello, like, oh, I love your hair. It's just like, this
I love
is
your
so
hair
patronising
like
and horrible.
Hate crime.
No, genuinely, it's like, do you know what you're saying? And also,
I love your hair is absolutely
I know you're being filmed. You know you're being filmed and you're playing up into some sort of politeness. I find it so patronising.
Yikes.
I really hate it, actually.
Well, he's definitely...
I think you can tell a lot by how polite they are to him in an overly...
If it's fake.
In an unnatural way. It's like, you're not nice.
That said, he is top of my invite list.
Well, we need him. He's running the show.
Yeah.
We literally... He's like the only employee. It's like, we need him.
The only employee.
He's like the only guy that works
And
there.
Emma Chamberlain will be there.
She's got the microphone. I also wouldn't mind Amelia de Moldenberg, Chicken Shop Day, doing a bit of hosting because I
beautiful
feel like
execution
she
of that name.
De Moldenberg, so beautiful.
Yeah,
I think, you know what, she's working her way up. She's on Emma's heels.
She is.
Both
she's
to
on
host
her toes,
that thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind them both having a little area. I think they'd play off each other quite well.
That would be nice.
I'd love to see them interact.
God, the new Sephian Wink. That's what everyone's saying.
It's Emma and Amelia. It's like,
the new Seth.
Very much. We're very much the new them.
All right, let's go.
The worst them. But what are you wearing to the Met Gala? You don't know yet.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I'm wearing to the Eras tour, let alone the fucking Met Gala.
Oh, God, me neither.
Yeah.
I'm, like, going to be wearing jeans.
You won't.
At this point.
Well, you could be. We can make that work. But we'll be wrapping it up. I think the thing is, Vivienne Westwood is so reputation.
I can't buy Vivienne Westwood
clothes.
Well,
no, obviously not, Sophie. Obviously not. But
maybe I could, though.
But maybe
I mean,
you could. Who knows what can happen in a month or two?
Maybe
just
we
keep
could
listening,
maybe
guys.
Get an advert at some
Go
point soon,
us.
And maybe I could afford a corset.
All right. See you there.
See you there. If
you
don't
hear
from us,
assume
the worst.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week.
Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.